Welcome back to Yang Daily. It's a chaotic day. The stimulus bill was expected to pass today, but has not, and Trump is doing what Trump does. You'll see. Let's get to it. Apparently, PayPal has shut down the account that Humanity Forward was using to transfer money to people in need. Yang posted a disgruntled tweet about it today, asking them to get it fixed pronto, as he is understandably frustrated to have aid delayed in a crisis. It seems likely that the account was shut down by PayPal's automatic fraud protection, as shuttling large amounts of money to people all over the place is pretty unusual behavior. Hopefully it gets resolved quickly. If not, I think PayPal's going to be experiencing some serious PR issues. Representative Madeline Dean is pushing hard for means testing of any cash assistance to Americans because she wants it to go to the most in need and not to the billionaires. We need to make it clear to her that means testing does not get help to those most in need. It denies 44 to 97% of them. Please join us in contacting Ms. Dean to make it clear to her that her actions are running counter to her intent. Universal aid is the way to help those in need. Nevada State Director Mark Riffenberg has endorsed UBI stimulus and started a new petition to Congress. Please find it below and add your name to ours. Humanity for Yang sent out an alert to trend hashtag UBI saves lives today, and it really is true. Tens of thousands of deaths were tied to the last recession. The economic damage could be as bad as the virus. Speaking of, Trump today, freaking out over the still sinking stock market, sent it tumbling further, tweeting, quote, "We cannot let the cure be worse than the problem itself. At the end of the 15-day period, we will make a decision as to which way we want to go," end quote. It was in all caps. This, of course, was interpreted as Trump suggesting that we stop social distancing and go back to business as usual. But he later came out and said social distancing is good. Then he touted some anti-malarial drug. Then he had a press conference and said the crisis will be over soon and the economy will bounce back very strongly. Repeated his earlier statement about the cure being worse than the problem, and then proceeded to talk about how we need to start reopening the country because it wasn't meant to be shut down. Suffice it to say, he's all over the place, grasping at straws, and sowing more chaos than anything else, but the idea of lifting the quarantine efforts is absolutely terrifying. The result of wholesale return to business as usual would spread the virus incredibly fast and immediately overwhelm our healthcare resources, resulting in a huge excess in deaths over what is necessary. The markets fear his tweets as much as the virus, and we should all be afraid of what he's suggesting. Some do believe a targeted quarantine approach would be better than shutting down cities wholesale. All we can do is hope that Trump does not advocate an end to the quarantine efforts without a detailed plan developed by health professionals to replace it. By contrast, Yang tweeted today that one of his relatives landed in Taiwan and was immediately escorted to their apartment, had an alarm set up on their door, and were ordered to stay put for 2 weeks, with a government worker coming by daily to bring them food and take their temperature. Complimentary room service and daily access to healthcare? Sign me up. Seriously, though, that's crazy. I mean, it's not crazy, but it's wild that they have the organization and authority to do that. A lot of people think it's horrifying, but seem to forget that this is a deadly contagion, and stringent rules tend to apply to actions that could cause a person's death, even in the freest of countries. If the choices were between having our freedoms restricted for months, which is what we're in now, and a significant portion of our parents and grandparents dying, and many more dying of economic depression, versus having our freedoms a bit more restricted for 2 weeks, that seems like a pretty obvious choice to me. And it's not like you couldn't put very strict provisions on when that authority is allowed to be employed, like only when the WHO has declared a pandemic or whatever. If it had been invoked at the start of this crisis, it would basically have only affected anyone coming into the country and life could carry on normally otherwise. But let's be real, that's never going to be an option here. We are much more into denying the problem exists until it's too late to contain it, and then employing half measures at a glacial pace, ensuring a disastrous outcome. It's the American way. Oh, and I have to read one more tweet from Yang. Quote, "Pre-existing conditions make people more vulnerable to the virus. Unfortunately, the U.S. had a whole set of pre-existing conditions. Rampant financial insecurity, a dysfunctional government, institutional mistrust, polarized media, and an inaccessible healthcare system, end quote. Aw, snap. Snap is also dysfunctional. First, Norway lays into us, and now Yang's in here dropping truth bombs. Brutal. And true. It sure would be great if our governments weren't so dysfunctional that we can't get anyone in there to fix it, because that puts a bit of a damper on all our other efforts. We really need to pave the way for Yang 2024, guys. Lastly, Doha Debates released a fantastic brief introductory video on UBI. It overviews the policy and history, hits on most of the big benefits, shoots down a few myths, and generally makes a good case for it. I particularly love that it melds UBI with capitalist values, mentioned that people don't work less with UBI, and emphasized its bipartisan nature. This is one to add to the resources, Yang Gang. Find it below and bookmark it. And that'll do for today's Yang Daily. Help trend UBI saves lives, bookmark the UBI tutorial video, sign all the petitions, add your name to the pressing UBI stem letter to Congress, volunteer or donate on the HF relief site, contact HF or United Way if you need help, message Trump, Pelosi, McConnell, Graham, Dean, and Schumer why true UBI stimulus is the best solution, use ResistBot or Income Movement to easily contact your representatives, and don't forget to Yang Daily.